I will be brief and just giving my little gravelly throat here. What we are looking at today is the first of the so-called antinomies, the first of these juxtapositions between Jesus's teaching and the Torah. And sorry, there are two major camps at the time of the early church. There is the camp of Matthew, which is still kind of pro-Torah, and there is the camp of Paul and Luke, which is kind of Jesus has superseded Torah. And so we see in Matthew kind of an attempt here to get into a middle position. Matthew does, of course, acknowledge that Jesus has superseded the law in many, many ways. And in these antinomies, right, the six antinomies, there, you know, he's going to show each of them, one right after another, by using the phrase, you have heard it said, or you have heard it said to your ancestors, and today, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth, comma. But I tell you, and here comes Jesus' teaching. So you've heard it said, the Torah teaching, but I tell you, Jesus' teaching. Even though the contrastive is used here, right, we can also see the word but. We can also see that Matthew is trying to show that Jesus is not really changing so much as fulfilling and therefore superseding the old teaching. Jesus is sort of increasing the old teaching. He's fulfilling the old teaching. Whereas Paul makes very blatant statements like, the law is dead. And if you follow the law, you'll follow it right into its death. Now, I mean, holy mackerel, you know. Now, of course, Paul does not do that with respect to the Ten Commandments and the moral, other large moral prescriptions like love of neighbor and love of God. But pretty much he's referring to all the dietary prescriptions, all the sanctuary prescriptions, all of the Jewish worship prescriptions. It's all of it is pretty much for Paul gone. Whereas what Matthew does is he doesn't talk about a kind of a change, and he doesn't talk about an absolute superseding. He talks about this being fulfilled in a larger sense. So what we have today then is Jesus is saying, you've heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That's what's called the lex talionis, right? And of course, that was permitted. You know, if somebody gouged out your eye, you had a right to gouge out his eye, right? And if somebody, you know, knocked out your tooth, you had a right to get his tooth. In other words, it was called just recompense. You could exact a just penalty in the exact amount that, of course, was taken from you inequitably. So now that's the Old Testament. That's what's permitted. But Jesus says, well, even though that was permitted, I'm going to give you something much more important, something bolder. You guys, you're going to have to forgive one another from the heart. That's what he's saying. And why is that? Because if we don't forgive one another from the heart, then we can go nowhere. We're going to be locked into one another's vengeance. And vengeance begets vengeance, and violence begets violence. And the spiral simply increases. Somebody's going to have to let go. And what we're going to have to let go of is the just penalty that we are owed, right? And we're going to have to forgive people. We're going to have to forego the penalty. And we're going to have to ask, right, and even pray, to the Lord for our enemies. And so, of course, do good for those who hate you. And of course, you just got to understand a Jewish mind, right? You know, and the first century is very much oriented toward justice, and very much oriented toward just recompense, and very much oriented toward getting the punishment that belongs to me, because you did this to me, I'm going to get this back from you. So Jesus' preaching will not be popular. However, Jesus sets it out there as the only way by which civility and civilization can proceed. And as such, says Jesus, right, with this in mind, he's asking the disciples to replace the old law with this new fulfilled law that opens upon a whole new human condition that can be transformed by forgiveness, by love, that is charity, by faith, and by the grace that comes from it. And indeed, this led to a huge new way for civilization to proceed, as has been shown by the history that was evoked, the kind of the shutdown of the Roman Empire with all of its injustices and slavery. Essentially, Christianity transforms it by the heart and overcomes the inequities to the kind of a civilization that we have today, a far cry better than what was there in Rome and other ancient civilizations. Amen.